Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Must be day and day.
Been far too long since we've heard this banger. Keep it playing, Lampfield. Crank that. Crank that, Soldier Boy. Only one man has the audacity, the ganas,
to have this as his
this is walk-up song.
Is he talking about football?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. He's talking about college football. I'll do that, too.
Our guy Denton Day is so brave that he chose What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones, written by Burt Bacharach, as his walk-up song.
Denton, well, he wears fanny packs.
He wears crazy
and
stuff.
And socks with the toe flip-flop.
Denton, what was the process upon which you landed on What's New Pussycat?
Landfill picked it. That was the process.
Well, hey, we kind of figured Landfill did that.
Yeah,
well,
there's no way you thought I'd show. It's not a bad song, but I that would not be my choice.
I don't know.
Denton,
if it's your walk-up song,
you are
just
weird enough that you might have picked that. Like, I didn't think you did, but there's a possibility that you did, that you just oddly love Tom Jones or something.
I can confirm that I did. That is the one thing where I'm relatively normal. That's the one area.
Good to know. Let's get down to business, dude. I know there was week zero last week, but this weekend, Labor Day weekend, college football takes over. There are massive, massive games.
Yeah.
And you'll be starting this weekend with college football overtime on SiriusXM U College. Every Saturday, I mean, you're grinding, dog. Midnight to 2 a.m., but I
love
you,
it, dog.
You get really good guests. You talk to coaches, players. Get us ready for this weekend. It all starts Texas-Ohio State Saturday at noon.
Yeah, well, you guys will be hyped. I start tonight. We're really grinding week one because we got a bunch of great games tonight. But the big one is obviously Texas and Ohio State. It's two of the best teams in the country, and you have all the hype with this Arch Manning kid. Big last name. Texas is number one, preseason number one for the first time in school history, which is crazy because they've been such a good team for such a long time, and they've allocated so much money over the course of their history to football that you just assume somewhere in like the 90s, the 2000s, that they would have been number one before, and they have not. So there's all – like it's going to be an incredible game. I think Ohio State's going to win it, though. I think there's too much going for Texas right now in terms of the hype. I don't know what Arch Manning is. We've seen him play against the worst team in the SEC and a bunch of nobodies. I think he's a good quarterback, and I think with what they have at Texas in terms of skill position players and the coach in stock, they'll be able to make sure that Arch plays winning football throughout the course of the season. But to just expect that he's going to be awesome and blow the doors off of the defending national champion week number one, I don't know that I can get there yet. But I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a big-time game at noon, too, to kick this thing off. Like, I don't want anything more in life than that.
Then we know – I know you follow football very closely, college football, and – like Arch, my question about him is, if he was what they all say he is, why didn't he overtake my dude when he kept messing up?
Because Sark is stubborn. I think that says more about the coach than it does the quarterback. You know, college does football it? Coaches are just the most stubborn human beings, B-Mitch, in the world.
Yeah,
they can
but those
do no
backers
wrong.
that handing all that money to that university, if he was that damn good, they would have been like, look, you either play him or we're going to get rid of you.
Nick Saban benched Jalen Hurts for Tua. Like, Nick
I'm just
Saban
saying,
pretty stubborn
it's
fella.
Like if he was what they said, there's no way he wouldn't have been starting.
I'm with you, but I think that says more about Sark than anything. That's just him being stubborn because he loved Quinn Ewers. And Quinn Ewers, like, you got to remember, there was a lot of money allocated to Quinn Ewers. He is the face of NIL, effectively, because he came out of high school early to get paid at Ohio State. Yeah, there was a lot of money allocated to him as well. So it was like you were torn between two sides, and I think coaches are always just stubborn. They're going to go with the guy that's their guy, and that's what that was more than anything.
Is he worth the squeeze?
Arch will be, yeah. He's going to end up in New York for the Heisman. He's not going to win the Heisman because the favorite never wins the Heisman, the preseason favorite. But in the offense that Sark is going to run, I think he's definitely going to be – he's going to be worth it. I don't know if he's going to be a championship. I don't know if he's going to win him a championship, but I definitely think that they're going to be in the college football playoff again, and he's going to be a good quarterback.
Who's Ohio State's quarterback now?
Julian Sayin, a transfer from Alabama that hasn't really played a lot, so we don't really know a lot about him. But he replaces Will Howard, to throw to Jeremiah Smith, which is going to be their offense. Hey, you see the best receiver over there? Throw him the football, and good things are going to happen.
That's the kid that was 18 last year, like the true freshman?
Yeah, the true freshman that probably would have went top five in the NFL draft this year because he was just unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, I think he's like top five, but I think he's top six. I think he's 10-1 to win the Heisman. As a wide receiver, that's unheard of.
Smith and the true freshman at Bama, both those guys, Smith stayed at Ohio State. Did the other kids stay at Bama?
Yeah, Ryan Williams is still at Bama. He'll be wide receiver one in Kalen DeBoer's offense this year. That game is sneaky, Alabama-Florida State. I think that one could get really, really chippy. The former Boston College quarterback who now plays at Florida State, Thomas Castellanos, has been running his mouth about Alabama this entire offseason, so Bama might try and run it up on Florida State.
What is that guy's deal? I saw a lot. He seems to have run his mouth about a lot of things, right?
That is his approach. He says, I'm going to talk a lot. He doesn't really back it up a ton, but he continues taking the approach of I'm going to talk. You are going to know about me. You're going to know my name. If you want attention, he takes a very good approach for attention. Apparently, he just doesn't win a lot on the field. Now, part of that is because he was at Boston College before, and how much are you going to win at Boston College? Not a lot. You have better talent at Florida State, but yeah, I wouldn't be running my mouth against Alabama to start the season.
All right, Texas, Ohio State. Who you going with?
I'm going with Ohio State. I'm playing them laying 1.5, so I'm going with Ohio State.
All right, so the big game's on Saturday. Texas, Ohio State is at noon. Can you briefly get us up to speed on this, like, Dave Portnoy, Fox, Ohio State thing?
So Portnoy is working with Fox, who is effectively – they're Pat McAfee. You know, Pat McAfee draws a certain crowd. Dave Portnoy also pulls from that crowd. So you guys got McAfee on ESPN. We got Dave Portnoy. I have no idea who actually banned him and who didn't. If that was a Fox thing, if that was an Ohio State thing, I can't imagine that Fox would pay whatever the money they're paying Dave Portnoy, and it's not cheap. I can't imagine they would pay the money to Dave Portnoy and say, hey, you're not going to be on our set that much. We're going to pay you a ton of money to just not really be around. So I think this is more about Ohio State than it is about Fox. It just doesn't make sense that you would pay him all that money to not put him in the stadium.
They pay him not to work?
Yeah, pay him not to work.
He's a big Michigan guy, and Ohio State reportedly banned him from their campus.
Yeah, there are some people that obviously don't
like him. Well, you know, he's a little out there now. He is. I mean, he does his whole little, what's called, it's great.
You is a big game Saturday afternoon. It sounds like you're laying the points with Bama, even though on the road.
Yeah. 13.5 is within my wheelhouse to feel comfortable there.
Is what's my man's name at FSU? The guy that was at Memphis, is he still there?
Norvell, yeah, he's still there.
Is FSU supposed? I mean, it was wild. I was watching the Cowboys documentary on Netflix, and their three of their biggest stars when they were at their height was Michael Irvin from Miami, Emmitt Smith from the Gators, and then Deion from Florida State. And of those three programs now, maybe Miami's still a top 10 team?
Yeah, so they're top 10 just barely. They are 10 right now. They take on Notre Dame on Sunday, which will be a great matchup.
Oh, wow.
Florida would be the team that I would watch out for this year of the Florida teams. Florida State will be better because whatever you want to think about Castellanos, he's a little bit better or a lot of it better than DJU. So they'll be better this year. But the team to watch is Florida because DJ Lagway, I think, has the biggest ceiling amongst a lot of the quarterbacks across the country. He can do a lot of things really well. Rocket arm, can move the pocket. Mobility is a threat in there as well. So Florida might be the team to really watch out for. They just have such a daunting schedule again in the SEC, which most teams in the SEC do. Everybody's so good in that conference.
We're talking with our friend Denton Day doing our college football preview. You can follow Denton at The Denton Day. Listen to his work on SiriusXM College. He'll be on tonight, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. He'll be on all weekend as college football really gets center stage to kick things off. All right, we already talked Texas, Ohio State is the big one. Then you get Florida State, Bama at 3:30. The night game that everybody, I think, will be tuned into,
oh, yeah.
LSU at Clemson. Clemson has a lot of championship buzz about them. Obviously, the easier path in the ACC. LSU hasn't – I don't believe they've won an opener under Brian Kelly. Like, they're
correct.
Desperate to win a first game. This thing might be a pretty epic game.
This is going to be a headbanger. It's a battle of the Tigers, and it's a battle of the two programs that call their home Death Valley. So there's a lot going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on one hand, you have – a championship contender in Clemson that's number four in the country. And on the other hand, you have Brian Kelly, who's under some pressure, not on the hot seat, but he's under some pressure, and both teams have returning quarterbacks. Like, I've taken an approach, guys, that when I'm gambling, at least in the early portion of the season, I'm going to really focus on teams that have returning quarterbacks, which makes this matchup incredibly enticing. But Clemson's defensive line is just filthy this year. And, you know, LSU has a good offensive line, but they lose their best offensive lineman to the draft. He's now playing in New England with Will Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to stop this Clemson defensive line. This Clemson, both their defensive and offensive line, like the roster in total, whatever you feel about Cade Klubnik, he's not Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson, but the rest of the roster is built way more like those rosters of Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson when they were constantly winning championships than it has been in recent years. So this is much more of like a 2017 roster build than whatever we've seen in the 2020s where Dabo Swinney has his head in the sand. I'm really excited about this Clemson team.
How are their defensive backs in Clemson?
They have the younger brother of Terrell, the guy, A.J. Terrell, who's now in Atlanta. His younger brother is on the team. So the defensive backs are good. Not the strong suit of the defense. It's definitely that defensive line. But they'll definitely be able to cover some guys. Like, you're going to have to get the ball out of your hands really, really quick if you're going to want to generate offense against this Clemson team.
So, and then Sunday, we got two awesome matchups, too. Virginia Tech, the Fighting Toby Altizers, at South Carolina. I mean, that's kind of the Beamer Bowl, right? Because
yeah.
Shane's coaching now in Columbia and Tech's going down there. I really like Lenoris Sellers. I assume he's fully healthy, ready to rock. I feel like that South Carolina team really has a chance at making the college football playoff. What do you think, Hokies Gamecocks?
They being South Carolina, need to dominate in this one. I think if they don't dominate, it very much favors Virginia Tech because that means something in the game plan is going sideways. You know, and credit to Shane Beamer. Like, he understands this Virginia Tech roster is drastically different than last year. The coaching staff is a little different than last year. You're plucking from guys that, in terms of on the roster, that played at other very big schools. You know, there's some coaches that were coaching at different levels of football. So there's a lot of things that he has to prepare for this. But South Carolina, the worst thing that can happen to them is being what Oregon was at the beginning of the year last year. Now, Oregon obviously had a really great season, but you remember, they were barely beating Idaho State in like week number two of the season. They just couldn't generate offense. They had all this hype with Dylan Gabriel. They just couldn't generate offense or be effective in the red zone. With Lenoris Sellers having all of the Heisman hype that he does, they need to make sure that they hit the ground running. They should really take Tech to the woodshed, but it'll be interesting to see how Virginia Tech fights back with drones.
Where is Denton Day leaning?
I'm leaning South Carolina to lay the 7.5.
Okay, I like that. And then, I mean, another big one. There's so many good matchups. Catholics versus Convicts.
Yeah.
Sunday night, 7:30, Notre Dame, Miami. Notre Dame is favored on the road down there in Miami. What do you make of that? Who's the Carson Beck? What's the guy's name?
Yeah, it's Carson Beck, the guy from Georgia who was allegedly maybe dating one. He was dating one of the Cavenders, then maybe cheated on her. I don't know. His social media is really weird. And then C.J. Carr is playing quarterback for Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame was in the championship last year. They lose Riley Leonard to the NFL, so C.J. Carr is going to be their quarterback that Marcus Freeman named late last week, early this week. So that this should be a fun one. I hate what I'm about to say. I have Miami covering the 2.5.
Really?
Because
why?
So I look at it. It's a top 10 matchup, and some of the sites that I use to determine where the money is, 77% of the money is in the direction of Notre Dame. And I took the same approach with Iowa State and Kansas State. If it's a ranked-on-ranked matchup and, you know, 70% of money is with one direction, just by nature, I'm going to go the other direction. So because Notre Dame is getting a bulk of the money, because people don't really like Carson Beck, they don't really like Mario Cristobal, I'm just naturally taking the contrarian side and going with Miami to cover the 2.5.
Okay, I don't hate that. And then Monday night, we get Monday Night Football, B.
Hell yeah.
The debut of Bill Belichick in Chapel Hill.
Yes, indeed.
TCU coming to town. I mean, what on earth do we know about this Tar Heel football team? Like what is going to happen here?
We know that Bill Belichick is dating a 24-year-old, and it feels like that's about it. This over is like crazy, because just the idea of a Bill Belichick team potentially surrendering enough to hit a 56.5 is nuts to me. I don't think their offense is going to be particularly good, that being North Carolina, but it's not like TCU's offense is going to be spectacular either. So I'm looking at this total. It was 58.5, and it's
they're
come
only
down.
Favored by 3.5, though.
Yeah, they are only TCU. Favored by 3.5 because TCU's not all that good. I have no idea. Wow. This is going to be entertainment value. Yeah, they're going to show Jordan Hudson 1,000 times on the television.
That's the question. Do they have a wager on that? How many times she's shown?
I mean, she's gonna get the Taylor Swift treatment.
I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the over too, B. It's going to inflate her ego. She already filed to patent Gold Digger. I was like, that's a pretty like well known phrase. I'm pretty sure Kanye West and Jamie Foxx have that.
They can't let her patent that.
No, they can't.
There's been too many before her. She ain't the first.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there was a whole big craze about this in 2004 when that song dropped, and now she wants to take it, you know, 20 years later. I don't know that she has the ability to do that, but she also was not – she was like 3 years old when that song came out. So she, what does she know about Kanye and Jamie Foxx?
All right. Who do you like this year that maybe people are sleeping on, and who do you think might be overrated?
I'm going to the well again. I have Nebraska making the college football playoff this year. That's probably –
they start tonight, right?
They start tonight against Cincinnati. My three biggest long shots for the playoff are Florida at 7-1. Nebraska, I got Nebraska 7-1. You can get it right now, most books at 5-1. And then Georgia Tech out of the ACC. I think they could go 10-2.
Georgia Tech
at 7-1. That physicality that Georgia Tech is going to bring, they bring a lot of their good playmakers back from last year. And an ACC that's relatively weak, I think Georgia Tech can get to the college football playoff.
Well, don't we – Georgia Tech tomorrow night at Colorado, right?
Yeah.
What is no Travis Hunter, no Shador? What is Deion got left there in Boulder?
They have Liberty football legend Caden Salter playing quarterback. He got Liberty to a Fiesta Bowl that we're not going to mention the score of because I flew out to Arizona to watch my team get whooped. But he's now playing in Colorado, so I'm happy for him.
I don't know the score. What's the score?
Well, they were up 6-0 after the first quarter. That's all you need to know. Who cares?
Why did it end, though? How did it end?
Well, Liberty still had 6, and Oregon had a lot more than 6. It was not good.
All right, let's quickly go through the locals. How you feeling about my Turtles? That's a low win total, dude, for Maryland football.
It is a low win total. What is it, 4.5, I think, at most books? I imagine Maryland is going to win more than 4.5 games. I imagine they're going to be bowl eligible.
They should open 3-0, hopefully.
Yeah, they should be bowl eligible. Like, for them, it's just getting past and getting into that upper echelon of the Big Ten. But I imagine that number is too low. So I think they'll at least get 5 or 6 wins and be bowl eligible.
I'm cool with the regular echelon of the Big Ten. I just want Maryland to be pretty good, go to a bowl game. Lox is great in bowl games. Like,
just get away from Rutgers and Northwestern, please.
Yeah, dude,
The one game tonight that we need to pay attention to.
Not even tonight. 5:30 kick, Boise State, South Florida. Boise State on the road, favored by 5.5. They are obviously the front runner to get to the college football player from the group of five. But South Florida is also in that conversation. They're just not ranked. So I'm on South Florida tonight covering the 5.5, and it starts at 5:30.
Really?
It's fantastic. It's cool. I wish every ranked game on a Thursday started at 5:30. I'm in heaven.
So you going with South Florida?
Yeah, I'm going South Florida tonight.
Done. Consider that done. What are they, the Bulls? Go Bulls.
My daughter would love this. I mean, my son-in-law would love this because he went to South Florida.
They're the Bulls, right?
Yeah, they're the Bulls.
Yeah.
All in on the Bulls. Go Bulls. You got any winners this weekend, dude?
So I'm going to go Ohio State this weekend. I'm debating. Some of these lines are like massive, but I'm going Alabama. So I gave you that one. Alabama laying 13.5. And I'm going Clemson laying the 4 at with the LSU matchup at night. And then I'm on Miami on Saturday night, the 2.5. I haven't officially played South Carolina yet, but I'm leaning South Carolina over Virginia Tech. I'll tweet that on Sunday if I end up making that play.
We're getting to the time of the year where you got to start texting me again, all right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. We appreciate you, D-Day. You're going to be working a lot, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, not a lot of sleep for me, but I wouldn't have it any other way. See you, boys.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You're a young man.
You're young, man.
That's our boy, Denton Day. Follow him at The Denton Day. If you're looking for some late-night college football content, Denton Day is your guy. He'll have wrap-ups of all the big games. Hell, he'll have wrap-ups of all the games. He's working tonight through Monday night. Got great interviews. Check him out at The Denton Day. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You know what else is kind? The Labor Day sale at Offenbacher's. We're talking huge price reductions on outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, swim spas. Think about it. All summer, your kids were beating up your outdoor furniture. They probably broke the springs on a couple of the chairs, probably got some markers on the other ones. Go get a great deal on new outdoor furniture right now at the Labor Day sale at Offenbacher's. Here's the other thing. You don't have to stop swimming just because summer's over. With a swim spa from Offenbacher's, you'll keep the fun going year-round. They're more affordable than a pool and give you all the soothing benefits of a hot tub. Plus, more exciting news, Offenbacher's is now offering saunas. No better way to relax, and it's great for your body. Take care of your medicals. Check out a sauna. You can get an indoor one, an outdoor one, or those infrared ones, which heat you up fast. They've got them in the Annapolis and Herndon showrooms. Make this Labor Day unforgettable. Visit Offenbacher's in Annapolis, Gainesville, Herndon, and Rockville and create the backyard retreat you've always dreamed of.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down. Get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. The Fan.
Money.
All right, B.
I'm in need.
Leyville got a good triple A B. Mitch and Finley poll of the day today. Ready for it?
Yep.
Who do you think is going to lead this team in touchdowns? Ooh. We're not saying passing touchdowns. We're just saying whether it's receiving or rushing, who do you think scores the most touchdowns for your Washington Commanders in the 2024 season?
Terry led last year, didn't he?
Terry led last year.
I got an idea to go right back with that.
Terry had 13 last year. B-Rob had 8. Jaden had 6 on the ground.
I think I'm going back with Terry again this year.
Going back with Terry, says B. That is an option in our poll. The options in the poll are Terry, Chris Rodriguez, Bill, or other. I'm not calling this a miss, and I'm not sure I would go with him, but there's one dude that kind of makes me think other.
Who?
Debo.
Yeah.
When Debo's game is right, and maybe that's been some years, but don't you think if Debo's game is right, he kind of eats into Terry's touchdown total and he kind of eats into C-Rod's touchdown total?
It's possible, but I still think Terry gets double digit.
Debo has 2 years of double digit touchdowns.
I understand.
Jeff, what's your vote, dude? Who leads the Commanders in touchdowns this year?
Luke McCaffrey. Saying, nah, I'm messing with you.
Oh, boy.
I'm messing with you.
I was talking about that landfill. To just call somebody and get you tested.
Tested for what?
For whatever.
I just think this season it's going to be Terry again. After everything that went off, that went down in this whole negotiation thing, and it been a longer process than he expected, I think this year is going to be him. He's going to show why he was worth the money. Continuously, I should say.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad guess. Landfill, have you voted?
No, I don't vote. I write the questions.
Why not? Damn, that's a cold-blooded stance. Triple A, B. Mitch Finley, poll of the day. You can go vote at B. Mitch Finley. Who will lead the Commanders in touchdowns from scrimmage this season? Terry McLaurin, Chris Rodriguez, Bill. My man, for a seventh-round rookie that hasn't played in a regular season game yet, he's already on one-name status. Like, he's already,
well,
like,
he's there, call
share.
Me Bill.
Share, Pele, Bill.
No. People that's on one-name status, they just earned him. He told you, call me Bill.
Right, but he's still.
I go by Bill.
Bill Kroski Merritt.
I go by Bill, is what he said.
He goes by Kroski Merritt, too.
That's too much to say.
It is a mouthful.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill, as of right now, the votes are overwhelmingly for Terry. 58% of the vote goes to Terry, 11% to C-Rod, 12% to Bill, 18%.
So we don't count Jaden. We don't count his passing and running together, right?
No. Okay. You do count his running.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, from scrimmage last year, I think Jaden was third in touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was Terry at 13, then B Rob at 8, then Jaden at 6.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd be crazy if you took Jaden. The AAA B. Mitch and Finley poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. Little update from the practice field that I know folks were noticed yesterday. Terry McLaurin yesterday in practice didn't run a ton of routes when receivers were working with the quarterbacks. Today at practice, Terry ran all of them. And Jaden was finding them. They were all over the field. It was certainly something good to see. You know, Terry taking part in everything, not just a little portion.
Mm-hmm.
Terry and Debo were out there together. I really think those two complement each other well.
You got Debo. I used to like watching them walk in. So you had Debo, who's like a fiery personality.
Yeah.
And Terry, who's very competitive, is kind of quiet in a sense. Those two, I think, will feed well off each other.
What do you think, let's assume health. Let's assume health for Terry, Debo, Noah Brown. Mm-hmm. What do you think Jalen Lane's role is?
I think Jalen Lane could be a slot guy, be a guy who could come in and do some of the same things that Debo does, like the reverses and things. And you're going to use that 4-3 speed and then be very effective at the return game. And the thing about him, they worked him inside and outside. He could be a guy who can spell Terry every once in a while. And he's going to go in the game, and somebody not going to give him respect because he's a young guy, and he's going to run right past the ass.
Yeah. I think it'll just be interesting to see. You know what I mean? I think Lane's role, I'm really curious how the running back room actually shifts, like kind of sifts out. Who do you think leads this team in carries week one against the Giants?
I'm going to go with either C-Rod or Bill.
BCM.
Bill Kroski Merritt.
Okay. Yeah. But that's – I said
– C-Rod or Bill.
I said. Yeah, but you're taking two. I asked for one.
Well, I'm just saying because, like, Bill has been looked banged up. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. Okay, you want me to pick one, then I'm going with C-Rod.
I kind of think I am, too.
Stop copping off of me.
I think I might be taking Debo on the touchdowns thing. If I can get other and I get all of other, I think I'm taking other.
About the carries?
No, about touchdowns for the season.
Who else?
The choices were Terry, C-Rod, Bill, or other. I'm taking other. Give me the options. Give me the field, baby.
All right.
Field bet.
For carries?
No. I'm saying for the touchdowns.
Oh, in that game. Okay.
Carries week one, I think I'm with you. I think I take Rodriguez. I just don't know what you got in Bill. You got to see it. Yep. I also think Eckler has a clear role on this team that's kind of, I don't want to say forgotten, but like Eckler's going to get his touches. Like there is going to be action there. And I'm excited to see it. I thought Austin has looked great. I think they were very, very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I like. I just wanted to stay healthy, man.
Yeah, dude. Especially the head injury stuff is scary on a different level. Like, oh, man, like he's got a bad hammy. It keeps flaring up on him. Like, that's bad, but that doesn't necessarily impact your life 20 years from now.
No. Concussions do.
Yeah, dude. That is just – oh, dude, last night – I meant to tell you this. Last night at Los Rhino, one of the guys that came to watch the show get taped said you came and talked to his – he coaches youth football in Vienna. And you came and talked to the kids, and they went nuts. And he wanted to say thank you. I wish I could remember his name.
That's why I went Brendan. Yeah, I think Brendan was coaching with that team as well.
Okay. This wasn't Brendan, obviously, but it was a young guy, a big guy, and he was saying how –
Brother?
No. White dude.
Okay, that was with Brendan there. I also spoke to Finn Hill as well.
He was saying how with head injuries now with these kids, if they get up after a hit, and he's coaching like middle school. He's coaching like 12 to 14-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you get two 13-year-olds that have kind of hit their growth spurt, you can get a pretty real collision.
You can.
That's not 7-year-old football.
Oh, no.
And he said the coaches have to be so mindful of everything with head injuries. They send kids right away. Like, if there's a big hit and, sometimes it's a big hit, it's shoulder to chest, right? You don't necessarily need to watch that. But if there's a big hit and a helmet's involved and a kid gets up with any sort of discomfort or anything, they immediately send them home.
They have to.
They're like, dude, you got to go to the doc.
Yeah.
And I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I applaud that.
Because I remember back in the day, they used to applaud that. Oh, man, you gave him a stinger.
You rung his bell. I remember coaches, it used to be very different. I can only imagine for you playing at a significantly higher level and earlier on. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. We got real football to bet on tonight. You heard me right. Real bets going in tonight. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. Shout out to Warren Zevon. Shout out to all the Nats fans that thought getting rid of Davey and Rizzo was a problem. Nats have lost five in a row, including a recent road trip to the Bronx where they got swept by the Yankees. Do you know the combined score in three games against the New York Yankees, Brian?
I went on with like 10-2.
Hold on. I got you. Say that again.
I thought one was like 10-2. I think I saw that. 11-2.
26-8 in three games.
But then they score 11-10 in one game?
10-5 loss, 5-1 loss, 11-2 loss.
There we go. I know I saw that one.
Yeah.
Not the game. I turned it on, saw the score, and I was like, nah. I saw it early, and then I went back to check to see what it was. And it was 11-2, and I was like, that's not very good.
Three more coming against the AL East. They got three more against the Rays, who aren't good, but they're better than Washington. Rays are five games under 500. Nats, 27 games under 500. Remember we had Stallion work with us earlier in the week, and I said, do you think they're going to lose 100? He said, I don't think so, but I think it gets to 98.
I told him 98, just like 100. Just round it up to the nearest 10. What'd you say, Jeff? When they go five and above, you round it up, right?
Man, that is tricky stuff, man. Nats are just – and, I think I heard a Savannah update this morning. They had this catcher that was one of the fastest catchers I've ever seen. Remember the game we were at when you and the 91 Skins went into the Hall of Fame, the D.C. Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And that kid Millis had that hit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just
got
hurt.
Wasn't that Trash's brother-in-law?
No, he's on the Brewers. They're very good. Bryce Trank. The kid Millis, I enjoyed watching just because you never see a catcher with that kind of speed. He got hurt. I don't think they have a catcher like on the roster now because Ruiz been hurt, and then I'm blanking on the dude's name that was Ruiz's backup got hurt. That's why they called up this dude Millis. So, here we go. We got news. Maybe this is from Mark Zuckerman. It looks like they're calling up someone named Stubbs. Garrett Stubb. No, that's his brother. CJ Stubbs coming up from AAA Rochester. I guess the Post reported this yesterday. I don't know how CJ Stubbs is going to play. I can say this, Brian, and I can say this confidently. CJ Stubbs, it's a good name for a catcher.
Yeah.
Stubbs is a good name for a catcher.
Yeah, I go with that.
All right. Good luck to CJ Stubbs. Let's make some bets, boys.
Let's get it. With her to hear first, what you got to say?
Want to say a special hello to my man P-Dub listening right now. Glad to hear from you, buddy. All right, I don't know where we are on the week, but we got real football to bet on tonight. I'm almost willing to let everybody start fresh. Football bets tonight, maybe to a man. I don't know that everybody agrees with me, but White Brian's been concussed all week. We don't know where he is, so I doubt anybody's kept track of anything. We're not
even Ohio plus 15.5.
Yeah, I'm taking the under in that game that Landini just picked and the under in Boise State in South Florida. The under in Ohio Rutgers is 51.5 and 61.5.
And I'm taking Duke
and a half.
Minus 36.5.
Jeff going under everywhere. Landfill's taking the Ohio. I think it's the Ohio Bobcats. I don't know if that's 100% correct. Yeah. All right. The boys were ready. Jeff's got a pair of unders in Boise State, South Florida, Landfill, and Ohio Rutgers. Landfill's taking.
They got some big odds in this game.
Ohio plus the points. And what was your other one? You're laying like 50 with Duke?
Duke minus 36.5.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to take Wisconsin minus 18.5.
You're betting on the fighting Currens?
I'm going with Curran.
I am taking the South Florida Bulls, getting 5.5 at home. In Tampa, Raymond James will be rocking. And since we're all making two, I will lay the points with Nebraska. I think Nebraska's desperate to be good. I see that at 6.5. So, you know what? I'm going to change that. I'm gonna take the over in Nebraska-Cincinnati, 52.5.
And I'm going to take the over in Boise State, South Florida.
So you have two or three in now?
I got two. I just picked the one the first time.
All right. Jeff, will you actually write down the bets we just all put in?
Nope. No, I'm not going to mess with South Florida. Just give me Louisiana Monroe over St. Francis, minus 30.5.
There you have it. St. Francis, I legit didn't know had a football team. I've seen them in basketball.
That's why I'm picking Louisiana to beat them by 30.5.
Isn't Louisiana Monroe like your rival?
Yeah, I mean, but we know that St. Francis has a basketball team, right?
I've never heard of the St. Francis Red Flash football team.
Not in college I haven't. I heard of St. Francis in high schools that have good football teams.
Baltimore.
Yeah, but not in college.
I've heard of Steve Francis.
Yeah, he played basketball. He didn't play football.
My mom's name is Francis. That might be the end of what I got on Francis's. Franchises.
Francis Scott Key.
Bang. Francis Scott Key.
The old
dude,
Pope.
Dude knows how to write a song. Francis.
Pope Francis.
The old Pope used to be named Francis. There's that famous line from that movie Stripes. Lighten up, Francis. Based on our...
Let's get off there.
Based on our extensive Francis research, lay the points with the ULM Warhawks. 30 and a hook. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Dan Duggan for joining us. Thank you to Chris Kerwin for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to
Kerwin. I took Wisconsin, dog.
Thank you to Denton Day for joining us.
They better not let me down.
Grant and Danny are coming your way next. We should be hearing from Jaden Daniels.
And Rooster, stop doing that stuff to certain people that work with us.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm going to leave it at that, too.
Thanks for listening. You made it this far. Rooster owes you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.